Organizations that we have for our civil rights community here with us this morning, along with the Monumental Bar Association. And I've had one of my two questions put out there. I am concerned that in the last several elections, we have gone from our high for the Barack Obama election to as low as 24, 18, and 11% turnout. And I've come to accept the fact that some of our politicians don't mind as long as their baseline votes. I'm concerned that in some of our churches that there is a desire to preach and to be worried about largeness, but not concerned about what's happening Monday through Saturday in terms of what they can do. And yet at the same time, here are organizations by your own mission statements, your own expressed concerns. If they are quiet, why was it, in some opinions, that some of you were quiet? And if you weren't, talk to us.
Well, the NAACP wasn't quiet. Unfortunately, I think all of us at the table would like people to either make donations or either memberships. Everybody here has membership dues. I think we could do more if we had more, but we do the best we can with what we have, and sometimes we do a lot with nothing. But people have to be encouraged, and I don't want to do a shout out, but of people who are running for office, or even if you currently hold an office, I think it's part of their responsibility for their districts and their precincts and wherever they live or wherever their office is held, that they need to encourage people to vote for them. And not only the people that are already registered, they need to encourage new people and new voters to register. But I'm proud to say that the NAACP Baltimore branch, we are the leading branch in the whole state of Maryland to doing voter registration. Now, is that enough? No. We have a good plan on how we're getting people to register, and we've been working very good with a lot of organizations, and it's working in the partnership. But the problem is that we need to come up with more creative ways that once we get people registered, that we also need to get them educated, and we're working on that, and we also need to instill them to have the reason to want to come out. Just don't fill out the paperwork and have the card. You need to come out. But the good thing, as I said earlier, the people at this table, we've worked together. And Larry, we have been at Mondawmin for all the past years, twice a year doing voter registration, and we've done a good job. Some people fill out, but we don't know if they voted. So now we have to do just as good, a harder job to make sure that people come out and vote. So that's what we're working on now. The registration part we got. We need to get them out.
All right.
I think that I agree with everybody here today. But my concept is voter registration is very, very important, and it is very critical that we do that. My contention and our focus, quite frankly, is on voter education and on turnout. We believe that we do have a number of voters in Baltimore City, but there's an issue in terms of those voters being activated. We've got to activate people on the ground level, and the way that we do that is by being visible and vocal in the community on issues that are important to them. We've got to restore hope. And the way that we do that is by partnering with community associations, grassroots leaders, to take on pocketbook issues that are of importance to the people on the ground level. Because we have to find a way to activate people and re-engage them back into the political process. And that has to happen from the bottom up and not the top down. And so the way that we do that, again, is by engaging the community. We need to focus in on turnout to make sure that we get the folk that are already registered out. We've got to engage those people through voter education. They've got to know who their politicians are. When you talk to the vast majority of the people, they may not know who their council person is or who their state legislator is or that type of thing. So we've got to work with people on the ground level. So the way that we re-engage people is by reinstilling hope, by addressing pocketbook issues that affect them on the ground level, and building people power from the bottom up.
Anyone else?
Yes.
All right. Yes.
Good morning, Senator Young, and all of the this is a great, great day in the city of Baltimore. All of the organizations coming together and sitting and talking about our problems. I believe your name is Mr. Gordon.
Yes.
You said something that has been in my spirit. We are becoming extinct. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. Jackson Brown said the fear of living for nothing strangles the will. And what the gentleman that just spoke, what he just said about pulling us together, we are becoming extinct. We are becoming extinct. Now in the elections, they don't even talk about our vote anymore. They're more interested in the Hispanic vote because they know that they are having babies every other day. I heard a gentleman say yesterday, every year 500,000 Hispanics turn 18 years old. A great voting situation for the Hispanics. I wonder what we can do to incite people. We're not looking at the fact that we're becoming extinct, that we're aborting our children. And I don't like abortion any more than anybody else does, but I don't have the right to tell you what to do with your body. But we don't love each other. We hate each other. We fight each other. You walk down the street, someone steps on your toes, somebody's ready to fight you or kill you. How do we start loving each other? How do we bring people together to say, listen, it's us or nothing? We can't look for others to do what we won't do for ourselves. So at the voter registration, we're working with Senator Young, me and my partner, Wayne Amon-Ra, and we're working with hopefully everybody here to do whatever we can do. But people have got to see that it's relative for them. They've given up hope. And as the gentleman just said before this, we've got to let them know that not only is it important, but it's for them. Thank you, sir.
All right. What I'm going to do when we come back. The East Side Leadership of Politics several weeks ago made a bold move when they told the folks in the East Side, listen, we have watched as you've taken our community, built up within the community, and they said, stop. Not another thing will get built unless we are partners. I was so excited the day when I heard that that press conference was held. But here's my question. During the time that they admitted that they waiting on this development to come down, I don't remember any of you deciding to take the issue because the politicians decided they weren't going to be concerned about the economic well-being of that community when a major entity was coming in, building, constructing, and not using our community as a partner. Why was this community, the civil rights community and advocacies, quiet? And if you weren't quiet, here's your chance to correct me. Coming back on the other side from this information break, it's 8:45 here on 1010 WLB.